This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live, the live Sunday episode. You may dial in toll free and you can take control of the airwaves here. The number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight, it's Ian here.
Richie Rich.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can bring up anything that you want. Mark, your laptop is dead, but you did have a story that you wanted to talk about last night, and we never got to it. I think we teased it on the air about this Elizabeth Warren. She's one of the Democratic candidates for president. She says she's got a plan
in case y'all didn't know.
She says she. There's a lot of these candidates, so I don't follow it.
She's
closely.
One of the bigger ones.
Plan on guns to reduce gun deaths by 80%. She claims
that's a hell of a claim. 80%. I mean, it's not as specific as it could be, but it's a big number.
But you got to talk. You got to promise big if you're a politician.
Gun crime is. She's going to reduce gun crime by 80%. Not gun deaths, mind you, ladies and gentlemen, because most of gun deaths are suicides. It's going to be gun crime?
I don't know. That was a story you brought in, so we can get into that. Plus, Richie, you brought in a very strange story about people who don't wash.
Yep. Non-bathers.
Yeah, and I kind of feel like that's just so unusual. I feel like we should start with that one here tonight, because you know, we've talked a lot about gun control, and that's an issue that will come up again and again in the future. We can get into it later. But I want to know about people who actually have quit taking showers. I presume that's what we're talking about here, right?
Well, it's quite a hobby, not bathing.
Yeah, well, it saves you, like, you know, 15, 20 minutes a night. If you, you know.
Right. Oh, 15, yeah. Right. Hey. 15 or 20 minutes of my best time during my day, mind you, being in the shower.
So, I don't smell. Meet the people who have stopped washing. This is the interesting part, right? The subheadline. A growing number of people are eschewing soap and trusting bacteria to do the job instead. And an entire industry has sprung up to accommodate them. So,
industry? I mean,
meaning people who want to sell them stuff.
Like probably. What? Yeah, I mean, you like clearly they don't need soap, shampoo.
Cool. Sure. Yeah. And there was, I don't want to say like a period of time, but I do, you know, like the whole like dreadlock culture for hair is like really not washing your hair. Like that's how you get dreadlocks.
As I understand it, yeah, that's how that works.
And then salt water, you know, tightens the dreads and whatever. So it's not, and I don't think, you know, that is a particularly smelly. Just like when I'm hanging out with people that have dreadlocks or like the one dread, I'm not like offended by the smell of the hair. So it's not, you know,
I haven't noticed that either, any smell, but that's different because you still get your hair wet.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah. And we'll get
I imagine
it.
These people that don't bathe are actually not bathing. They're not going in the shower and just getting wet. They're just not doing anything.
Partially.
Okay.
So
let's hear.
Yeah. Okay. David Whitlock has not showered or bathed in 15 years.
All right. So, showered or bathed in 15 years. Got it.
Yet, he does not have body odor.
Did someone check that?
I'm sure. That's the thing, right? I'm sure someone would have mentioned it to him at some point. Unless he doesn't go out.
No. See, this is the thing. Is that the reporter, ring, ring. Hi, David. I'd like to do an interview with you over the phone.
Yeah, was it in person or was it over the phone?
I'll trust the reporter if the reporter goes in and said, Dave, lift up the arm. You claim you don't smell.
After 15 years, you wouldn't have to lift the arm up. I mean, in theory, you should be able to smell it emanating from wherever. It's,
right.
Yeah. You know.
Because that's a big thing in like the convention circles. And the video game circles is don't come into the convention with your obnoxious, I've been in my parents' basement for a month, body odor.
Is that a thing?
It's a thing, right? You
know, do they give out deodorant in like the gift bags at the start of the convention?
That I don't know, but I do know
sponsored
that
by Old Spice.
Some of it is like the warning sign, you know, no foul body odor.
Have you been to one of these big video game conventions?
I have not. I wish there were more.
Then how do you know it's a thing?
Look at this video game. Look at this butt crack.
Well,
look at this gamer.
Because I read a lot of articles.
You just heard that.
Yeah,
okay.
No, I read the articles. And
it's a problem.
It's a problem.
It's a problem.
It's a problem at video game conventions. It's a problem at, you know, tournaments.
What about, like, Star Trek conventions?
I would imagine it'd be worse. I don't know.
I've been to comic book conventions. There have been Trekkies there, and I don't recall any incidents, but I do remember a guy who would come into the comic book store that we commented on him.
Up.
Yeah, we really did. Yeah, we commented on
him. Did you ever say anything to him? Like, dude, you can't come in like this?
No.
You're running all the other customers out of the store.
But his... he went to New College, which I know of.
The hippie college.
Of which I know you are familiar.
Yeah.
Because you and I are from the same place, Sarasota, Florida.
Yep.
And what do you call them? What do you call fellow students? Two of them worked at the comic book store at the time. And I remember the description. One of them lived down the hall from
the dormitory. I think you would
call
them comrades.
Comrades, yes. Comrades. he lived down the hallway from him, and he said, yeah, I don't know if he bathes, but he somehow wets himself in the morning.
Hmm.
So there's a double entendre to that, yeah.
Spritzes it on. All right, it was kind of strange for the first few months, but after that, I stopped missing it, he said. If I get a specific part of my body dirty, then I will wash that specific part,
sure,
but never with soap. As well as germs, soap gets rid of the skin's protective oils and alters its pH level. So although Whitlock appreciates getting an extra 15 minutes a day from soap dodging, see, told you, it's about 15 minutes, his primary motivation was to encourage friendly microbes to live on him in symbiotic harmony. The bacteria gets to feast on the ammonia from his sweat, and he gets low-maintenance, balanced skin. Just an awareness...
It sounds too good to be true.
Well, we want to start an experiment?
I find it to be fascinating. Like, if you could get away with not using all these various different products that, you know, they want you to use, and it actually somehow works. Like, and I don't know if they get into this in the story, because it is a pretty detailed piece, because I'm curious. Is there, like, a long period of where you have to stink real bad in order to, like, even out somehow? And, like, does it... I don't get it, because...
I would assume so, because, you know, if you don't shower for a few days...
It's going to get bad. Yeah.
But again, like, I'll go back to the hair, because I've never had dreadlocks, and I don't have any right now.
Mm-hmm. You could dread that beard.
I'm waiting for it. But that's the thing, right? I product the beard, right? I got shampoo and conditioner
skip
the head.
Well, I can see you're firmly in the clutches of big soap.
Yes, absolutely. But
it's Ian trying to break free from
I'm fascinated
soap.
By it. I mean, I enjoy taking a shower or whatever, but if you could avoid it, it is a time saver, right?
But here's the thing.
My time isn't quite that valuable. There's some things I'm willing to just go crazy and spend some time on, and bathing is one of them.
Mm-hmm. One of the products that I used as a kid, because my dad, you know, had a little tube of it after he showered, right, was a little tube of, like, VO5 hair oil.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
And you put on the hair oil, right, to re-oil your hair. And why do you need to do that?
Because you're washing.
Because you just washed all the natural oils out.
Yep.
So, you know, you think you wash all the oils out, then you put another product to re-oil it, or... You just don't wash the natural oils out, and then that's how your hair, you know, stays clean and shine, and if you comb it and brush it and take care of it in other ways aside from washing out all the natural oils.
See, now, when I was a kid, I was skipping the hair washing part of the shower, basically, and my parents figured it out because my hair got really oily and looked terrible. So, I mean, it doesn't seem like a desirable effect. Like, well, it looks bad once it gets really oily.
An ex-co-host here on the show, Stephanie Murphy, stopped washing her hair. Now, that means she didn't stop washing her body. It didn't mean she stopped running water through her hair. She just stopped using product on her hair. And she has amazing hair. It's that kind of, like, you know,
curly.
Pretty tight curls, but not quite, you know, an afro kind of wave to it. And it went to sort of more, I don't know, oily looking.
So wait, she ran water through it, but just didn't use product.
Didn't use product. But, you know, for me, so what her claim was is that she, you know, more or less her hair, first it gets oily and then it gets sort of normalizes after that.
Really?
Because your body no longer overproduces it?
That's the term she used, yeah.
Yeah, I can imagine that. Yeah.
Tell me more.
All right. Just an awareness of the importance of the gut microbiome has led to a boom in probiotic and fermented foods and supplements, there's an increased interest in our skin microbiome, the trillions of microbes that protect us from pathogens and keep us healthy by making vitamins and other useful chemicals.
You can turn your body into a bottle of kombucha.
855-450-FREE. We're going to learn more about this. Are you one of these people? If you're out there and you don't, you know, do you go into the shower?
Stop fermenting and give us a call.
Yeah,
1-855-450-3733. That's 855.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy. DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies, grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasevic.
And Cindy Lukasevic.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Don't you hate that feeling in the pit of your stomach when the police pull you over? Most people have no idea how to handle it properly, and they promptly get fed into the municipal fee-generating meat grinder. Or maybe you recall that feeling you get when you go to the mailbox and see one or more letters from the IRS. You get a sense of impending doom, don't you? So let me ask you, if you could learn how to use the law to beat the IRS, traffic tickets, almost any courtroom scenario, collectors, credit card debt, and even a mortgage debt because of fraud perpetrated against you, would that be worth knowing about? Don't laugh. Investigate. Check out the life-changing benefits of the Lighthouse Law Club at their website, lighthouselaw.club. That's lighthouselaw.club. And while you're at it, visit the Lighthouse Law Club YouTube channel. You might be in for a pleasant surprise.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. The toll free number if you want to join us here, especially if you want to tell us about your bathing habits or the lack thereof, because we're talking about people who've called it quits on soaping. themselves, basically, or maybe even getting in the shower at all.
The guy said he hadn't bathed or showered in 15 years.
But will wash a dirty part.
Yes.
So it becomes dirty.
Whatever that means. So we're going to get into more about people who are kind of allowing their... The claim, I guess, is that they're allowing their bodies microbes, was it, to somehow fight off the bad microbes? It's
a symbiotic relationship with the bacterial and microbes that...
Yeah, it's hard to believe that you wouldn't be stinky if you didn't shower, but I guess the argument is it's that it's the showering that makes you stink down the line because of the imbalance that it is.
Right, so it beats them back, then they grow, especially if they're sweating
stuff,
they grow back with a, you know, basically. They have to refill. I mean, I suppose it's possible. I don't have an answer. I do know that I hung out with a sort of a hippie clique for a little while, and one of the gals had decided she was going to stop bathing, and some people claimed about her odor. I never noticed anything, but
they claimed she didn't have an odor,
or
she did have an odor.
They complained about her odor.
Complained, I see. So if you want to join us, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Now, whether or not you're going to stop taking showers, you ought to continue brushing your teeth.
Yeah, that's important. You don't want to. You're not going to come to a happy balance with the biome in your mouth.
But the good news is there's really great products from
Mug. If you consume the right foods all the time, you might come to a better balance in your mouth because it's the sugars and stuff that really get you.
Well, my Magic Mud's a completely natural product.
Yeah.
It's black tooth powder. It's made of charcoalized coconut shells and bentonite clay. So you do get away from that sort of mega corporate chemical-based stuff that we all grew up with. This is clinically proven to whiten teeth. Mark, you swear by the product. I use their toothpaste. I think it's great.
Right. I like cleanliness inside and out, and I think oral health is important. It's probably the most important thing that you can have in your life because oral health means a long life. It means hanging out with the people you want to hang out with because nobody likes to hang out with somebody with a gross mouth.
And you can get it at a bunch of different health food stores like Sprouts, CVS, Natural Grocers, and even Walmart's Natural Beauty aisle. But why bother going out when you can just go to MyMagicMud.com and then use code FTL20, that's FTL like Free Talk Live, code FTL20 to save 20% off of your order at MyMagicMud.com.
Just go ahead and get it. It is a great product.
Yeah, I don't know anybody who was disappointed. I mean, we've had a bunch of co-hosts try it, and they honestly love the product.
Yeah. Have you ever heard me endorse a product like this? If you only listen to one thing I say, buy My Magic Mud.
At MyMagicMud.com with code FTL20. All right, Richie, let's keep this thing going. Where were we on this story? And is this the Guardian?
Yes, the Guardian.
Okay. Yep. Okay.
Making vitamins and other useful chemicals is where we left off. That's why you don't want to get rid of those things. In this unprecedentedly sanitized era in which eczema, acne, and problems associated with dry skin are rife, consumers are hungry for solutions. Even the mainstream Brave Dove claims vaguely that its products are microbiome gentle, whatever that means. Sarah Ballantine, a medical biophysicist turned author and lifestyle guru known as the Paleo Mom, has been an advocate of living in a more Stone Age, quote-unquote, way since reaching a healthy weight after adopting the Paleo diet. She, too, uses only water to wash, even though she is at the gym sweating buckets.
Well, hold on. Now, the dermatologist told me years ago to not use a whole bunch of soap to wash. Basically, don't the whole take a wash rag, rub it on a bar of soap, and then soap your whole body up thing?
Mm-hmm.
That he's like, no, don't do that.
Don't do that?
Don't do that. And
what was he suggesting you do instead?
Rub spots that are dirty.
Like these people apparently do.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't use soap on my body either.
Huh, really?
Yeah, I haven't for many, many years. I mean, 20 years, Ian?
Okay, so you're one of these people then.
I guess. I mean, I don't think so.
Come to find out.
So, okay. My plan is simple and very easy, right? I use some shampoo on my head, and then I take the extra shampoo and rub it on my face and shave.
Yeah.
I then take the extra of the shampoo that I have left from my head, and I stick it in the spots that stink, right?
Huh.
And, you know, so it goes in the pits, it goes in, you know, all the creases. And other than that, I just sort of rub spots.
Mm-hmm.
Try to get in between the toes because some stuff will accumulate there. But you just use water and it comes out.
So here's my general understanding.
So you're like a halfway.
I guess.
You're kind of halfway to these full-on.
Never considered
it. No soapers.
But I still have eczema.
Here's my general understanding of how you get things clean. Right? Whether it's clothes or dishes, because I've been a dishwasher and I still work in a
restaurant. You've got to have some friction to get something clean.
That's the thing. Yeah. What actually cleans products is hot water and scrubbing.
Right.
Right. All the soap does is create an environment that relieves the hot water and the friction, from occurring when you're doing the scrubbing.
Right, so soap chemically binds to things.
Right.
Is that covalent? I don't know. I shouldn't be talking about chemistry that I took, courses that I took 30 mm-hmm. years ago.
Rinses it away.
Right, it'll bond to dirt it's easier to sort of rub off.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, try cleaning something with soap, try cleaning without, and you'll see value of soap.
Right, but you can, again, from working in the kitchen, you can also clean pots and pans without soap.
Things that are made of metal and things are made of glass, they're pretty non-porous, so it's hard to get them to things to sort of stick in the cracks. Now, so you can bake on some stuff that you need to soak off, but you're going to need to do that with the soap.
So you get one of those metal scrubbers.
What's softer?
That's scraping it off.
What's softer, the pan or your hand? They're both rubbing against the metal thing.
But even when you're cleaning your body, right, you're scraping off,
you're scraping off
layers of dirt skin anyway.
Yeah.
So the soap in this case is just an added, an added benefit, but you can clean with hot water and enough scrubbing.
Mm-hmm.
So in Mark's case, without the soap, you got the sticky spots and you scrub off enough of whatever's over there. Whether or not you're using soap is irrelevant if you do a good enough job with the motion of scrubbing.
I see. Let's go on.
All right. She uses coconut oil to shave, and that's it. Over time, my skin has adjusted. I don't smell. She is working on a book about the human microbiome, and it's convincing her odor-free armpits are a sign that her skin microbiome is healthy.
Hmm.
Jackie Hong, a reporter in Yukon, Northwest Canada, has eschewed soap in the shower for 9 years. I use my hands to scrub myself and get off any grime, but I'm sitting in court or at my desk most days, so it's not like I'm getting bombarded with filth. She is curious to go without soap after an artist told her he hadn't lathered up in 20 years. And she says she saves time and money and needs a lot less body lotion.
Well, I mean, I don't know what you're spending on lotion in a given month, but I can't imagine it's a heck of a lot. Lotion,
a lot of women are into their lotion.
Yeah, but lotion at Walmart, I mean, when you're getting the Vaseline intensive care or whatever.
Maybe they're getting some fancy
$2.50
stuff.
$2.50 for a big tub
body
of it.
Body Shop or something, I don't know.
Yeah, they could be. Well, lotion's one of those things you can spend as much as you want. Yeah. I mean, they'll tell you whatever lies you'd like to hear about your lotion in order to sell you a $50 thing of lotion.
What I want to know is how long you have to go being really sticky before this stuff starts to even out. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It is Free Talk Live.
Is oral health important to you? If you don't like your own teeth, fresh breath, or kissing people, then by all means, stop listening. Several years ago, I met Jessica Armand, founder and CEO of My Magic Mud, and I became passionate about the product that she created and never want to live without it. It's clinically proven to whiten teeth, but I find it does much more. They want you to love My Magic Mud as much as I do, so they're giving you a money-back guarantee plus 20% off. Go to MyMagicMud.com and use coupon code FTL20 at checkout. MyMagicMud.com, FTL20.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Democratic presidential candidate speaking out about the death of Jeffrey Epstein. Kirsten Gillibrand on CBS's Face the Nation saying,
"He's survivors deserved a day in court. They deserved justice. They deserve to speak out against this perpetrator.
She says it's a shame that the 66-year-old pedophile committed suicide, saying there needs to be a full investigation as to what took him off suicide watch to begin with. Epstein awaiting trial for sex trafficking charges and had just been taken off suicide watch. Attorney General Bill Barr calling for a full investigation. Acting Homeland Security Director Kevin McAleenan addressing last week's ICE raids in Mississippi, where nearly 700 illegals were arrested. McAleenan telling NBC's Meet the Press the raids had been planned for over a year.
In terms of the ICE operations, these are enforcement operations that are part of their daily cycle. Something like this has been planned for over a year. This is a criminal investigation.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. Toll free number here, 855-453. Like Freedom, if you want to join us here. We're talking about cleanliness. We're talking about habits of washing certain parts versus not. Some people say they haven't actually used soap in decades. Yep. And they say that it actually works for them, that it somehow creates a natural skin condition with whatever microbes that fight off bad microbes or something. I'm not a scientist.
It all sounds like hooey to me.
But yet you say you're one of them.
It turns out I'm one of these people. Yeah.
What a revelation that was.
I didn't realize it.
So if you want to comment, you can join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. And I want you to know about liberty.menu. If you are an individual who rejects the initiation of force and agrees to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, you ought to get on over to liberty.menu, where you can list the business that you're in, the digital content that you create, the event that you might be involved in organizing or promoting. All of those things are categories that you can list over at liberty.menu. There's a handy map that will show you physical locations of freedom-friendly businesses. So if you care about liberty, you ought to be listed over at liberty.menu. And by the way, it is free to you. Use liberty.menu, although there are some upgrades available for your listings. If you feel like it, you can throw a few bucks at the site and get those upgrades. Plus, you can use code FTL on your listener or on your user profile, rather, and and that will indicate that you are a Free Talk Live listener. It's liberty.menu, because there is a bit of a social networking aspect, and of course, ratings and reviews. That's liberty.menu. As we continue here, let's go to your calls and thoughts, and then you've got more from the story, Richie, on these folks who are done with bathing. They say it's counterproductive. Let's go to Michael in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Michael.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
So I wanted to comment on the story of these people who aren't showering for 15, 20 years, whatever.
Yeah. Well, some of them are saying they're not using soap, but they are still getting under hot water. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Right.
And I feel like that's a big difference.
Me too.
Yeah. So with soap, well, yeah, it does bind. Like I want to say Mark said, scrubbing works just as well. I'm not nearly as extreme as these people, but I'll go 2 weeks, and I've had no issues. If anything, I've gotten rid of my severe eczema. It's impressive stuff.
So you said you'll go to the phone kind of cut out. You said 2 weeks?
Yeah, 2 weeks about.
And without doing what? In that two-week period, what are you not doing or doing that would be different from a normal plan?
I won't do like a full scrub everything kind of shower. I'll still go under hot water and all that, but...
Hold on. So, meaning you won't scrub with no soap, or you won't scrub with soap, but you'll scrub?
I'll scrub, but I won't use soap.
Okay. Gotcha.
And you said 2 weeks and it clears up some of the skin conditions you were having.
Yeah. I have really bad eczema on my arms, and it's cleared it out.
Yeah, I had some kind of rash, and this was 20 years ago. Went to the dermatologist. He took a little sample of it, like, it's like a, I don't even know, a hole punch into my skin. Took a sample, yeah. And he said, yep, this is some dry skin. This is what we call a dermatitis, son. And, his prescription for this was, stop using soap. And I haven't used soap in that area generally. And, if it doesn't grow hair, uh-huh. I haven't rubbed it with soap in a long time. And... I don't really, that spot cleared up long ago. I don't even think about it anymore.
See, but you exercise, you do jiu-jitsu classes, and you get all sweaty there and still?
Sure.
Just wash and scrub?
It's just sweat. I mean, it's just water. As a matter of fact, sweat doesn't stink. It's the things that eat the sweat that stink when they die, in those short little lifespans.
Huh. So that's interesting. So it's actually the smell of death on you, basically?
Yeah.
Michael, anything else you want to share tonight?
No, I think you guys just about covered it.
Thanks for the experience. Appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE.
I can't believe I'm sitting here being the proponent of alternative lifestyle. I mean, I am so not the proponent of alternative lifestyles.
Just so happens that you're living one.
Yeah,
without really knowing. Yeah.
Well, our chat room definitely has some opinions that I can't really share on the air about this. If you want to jump into
words that you cannot use on the air.
Our Discord server, you can go to discord.lrn.fm and you can join in there. The folks hang out in there and chat about stuff basically 24/7. All right, well, what else? Because there's a lot to this story.
There's a lot. So now we get to some expert opinions here. There's nothing wrong with...
If you haven't used soap in 15 years, I'm going to consider you an expert on the subject. Well, that's a long
time.
So
people who do use soap are experts in bathing with soap?
This is a dermatologist. Sandy Snotnicki, a Toronto-based dermatologist and the author of the 2018 book Beyond Soap. I've talked to people who haven't used any kind of detergent in years, and they're perfectly fine. She says that since 1950, we have gone from bathing once a week to every day. Has that changed our skin microbiome? I think the answer is yes.
I can't see how it wouldn't. Yeah.
And has that caused...
By the way, anytime anybody uses the term microbiome, I'm presuming they're lying. Just go ahead.
Okay. Do you want me to stop using
it? No, okay. You're just reading.
And that has caused a rise in inflammatory skin diseases. I think the answer is yes, but we don't know. For Whitlock, a former chemical engineer based in Cambridge, Massachusetts, not washing has been a serious science experiment.
Cambridge, Mass. That just screams Democrat.
Because those are the ones that don't wash?
Yes.
Are Democrats more likely to not use soap?
Yes.
Says the registered Republican.
Yes.
Not washing has been a serious science experiment, the success of which has led him to become a trailblazer in a skincare revolution in soap-free, microbiome-friendly, and probiotic products.
Jeez, I hope that's not on his business card. Pioneer in soap-free micro... What
this, okay, so this is where it's going to get... I don't know if I'm going to get to answer your initial question of how long does it take, because I read ahead a little bit, and I didn't see it. His inspiration came from researching why horses roll in dirt. His conclusion? To top up their ammonia-metabolizing bacteria, making the skin less susceptible to infection.
Okay.
Whitlock...
I would have thought it was to give the, parasites hell.
Whitlock had hoped that he would naturally acquire this type of bacteria simply by stopping washing.
He didn't roll in dirt?
Well, no, yeah, so he didn't roll in dirt. However, this is where they get science experimenty. He didn't, and grew...
If he didn't roll in dirt, it doesn't sound like science to me.
Well, the science experiment was why horses did it, to get this ammonia-metabolizing bacteria. Here's the only thing that comes up for you, Ian. He didn't, and grew quite pongy, which...
Is that a term for stinky?
Yeah, I had to look that up during the break.
Okay.
Yeah, basically it's pungent and strong smelling.
Must be British slang.
I guess. Because it's The Guardian?
Yeah. Yeah.
So he harvested bacteria from the soil at a local farm and fed them with ammonia and minerals. When they turned the ammonia into nitrate, he knew he had what he wanted and started narrowing them down to a single strain that seemed happiest on human skin. After he applied the bacteria he had cultured, the stuff the horses were apparently after, he stopped smelling. So there you go.
Wow.
So the way to get rid of the smell of not bathing...
is to buy his product.
Buy his product.
It's genius. Absolute genius.
Now, do you have to use it for the rest of your life or just for like a week while
I wouldn't think you would.
Evens out your biome thing?
No, it's going to live there and it's going to reproduce. If it's happy, then it's going to be there for a while. Uh-huh. And then you may have to go back and spritz it up every once in a while. But no, that's it.
Mark just killed his market.
Hmm.
After co-founding the company AO Biome in 2013, Whitlock launched it as a spray. Mother Dirt AO Plus Mist, billed as containing ammonia...
Mother Dirt is the name of the product?
That's what it says. Mother Dirt, Mother Dirt AO dirt Plus Mist, billed as containing ammonia-oxidizing bacteria, a peacekeeper that once existed on our skin but was cleaned away with modern hygiene and lifestyle.
Wow. 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. One of our chatters says, do they hang out with the flat earthers?
I don't know, Mark, do you?
You can join us here if you want to share your thoughts on not using soap. It's Free Talk Live.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you can fight against heart disease naturally. At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. Coming up, gun control proposal made by a Democratic candidate for president. We can get into the details on that with you here tonight. It's Ian.
Richie Rich.
And Mark.
We're talking about this strange story that maybe a more people agree with this than I realize. As it turns out, Mark here in the studio says he hasn't used soap regularly across your whole body, at least for many years. You will use it, is that right, in certain parts?
On the parts that stink, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But that's it.
Right. I just take the shampoo off the top of my head and rub it in those spots.
So you don't even use soap. You just use the shampoo. You don't have anything extra beyond
that. Well, shampoo is soap.
Yeah, sure.
It's detergent.
Yeah.
I use a washcloth on my feet.
Okay.
But it doesn't have soap on it.
Got it. And, Richie, you've been sharing the story from The Guardian that's, you know, interviewing a variety of people who are kind of into this, I don't know if you want to call it a culture or thing that
lifestyle.
Lifestyle, yeah. So tell us more.
All right. So now we're getting into, like, the products that these people use in lieu of. As most people still want to take showers and purchase nice products for their skin, the Mother Dirt range now includes hair, face, and body washes free from preservatives and detergents. Michelle Strutton, a global beauty analyst at the research firm Mintel, says that while probiotic skincare has a low market share, it has increased more than 300% from 2015 to 2019.
Impressive. I wouldn't doubt it either. It's a good idea.
So it's definitely an area that's
this
worth
is
a, watching.
This will sell, okay?
Oh, it
so,
is. That's the thing.
Yeah, as opposed to, hey, let's all of us stop taking showers, okay? That is an idea that doesn't sell.
Yeah, I don't think it would sell with many people.
Let's do the things that we currently do and exchange them for products that are designed scientifically. Of course, you know, you can always watch for these terms. But, you know, the guy claims. So, you know, products that are designed actually to be good for our skin as opposed to sort of retrofitting things to solve problems that are created by using bunches of detergents that we should have been using in the first place.
Oh, yeah, read the ingredients on your shampoo bottle versus whatever Mother Dirt is carrying. just as you would read the ingredients on your toothpaste.
Yes.
Right before using My Magic Mud.
Going to be endorsing Mother Earth next week.
It could be. If they call up for an advertisement, I'm sure you'll talk to them. For example, the French brand, Gallienay, uses lactobacillus bacteria deactivated by heat, while Le Fleur, a U.S. brand soon to launch in the U.K., suspends microbes in a gel matrix. What exactly makes
a product?
Sounds
really fancy.
Of course.
Yeah.
That's what sells.
Gel matrix.
What exactly makes a product microbiome friendly or probiotic? However, can be hard to pin down.
Yeah, it's probably
a bunch of BS in this category.
The cow poop, yeah.
Well, that's why he said, well, if you use the term microbiome, forget it.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean anything. There isn't a whole lot of definition for things like natural probiotics, says Kit Wallen-Russell, the co-founder of the British startup Jumo.
We need the government to come in and make a bunch of rules.
That's what the organic people did. They regretted it.
Mm. Yep. And here you go. There's no regulation in the cosmetics industry.
It's like anarchy.
Which means it's the Wild West for companies saying their products do certain things.
You'd think the Wild West would have been bad historically for, like, murders and stuff like that. No.
Turns out not so much.
You know what's bad? Places in the United States that have gun control.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are bad.
Okay. Baltimore, Chicago.
Yeah.
We can talk about that when we get into that article.
L.A.
Yeah, we can get there.
Okay. Because Hawaii is a very special case.
You can't even hunt a hog there.
Right, but, okay, we'll get into it later. Jumo's products do contain live cultures, but they are preservative-free, and Wallen-Russell says creates the conditions for microbes to be attracted from the environment. Hard evidence is lacking in this field.
Mm-hmm.
There are no studies demonstrating the negative effects of soap or overwashing.
Really?
Don't know. That's what they're
going to pay for it.
Certainly not the Dial.
Yeah. Ivory comes out, Dove comes out with a new article. Hey, you don't really need this stuff.
Mother Earth is the only one that's going to benefit from it, and they can't afford it.
Right. Huh.
It sounds like some people just say and pass around like, well, that makes sense to me, says Julie Segre, a senior investigator in microbial genomics at the National Institute of Health in the U.S. She says there is limited medical evidence for the efficacy of skincare targeting the microbiome.
Well, there's one thing. I mean, look, sure, it would be great to have medical evidence. But if it's indeed true that these people, you know, if they're not BSing you, you know, if they're telling the truth when they say, I haven't used soap in 15 years, and you're able to sit 3 feet away from them and not smell this horrible stench, then that's some pretty strong personal evidence right there, if that's true.
Well, and it's also something that's easily duplicated in your own personal life, right? You could try it. You could try it for as long as you think you can get away with it or tolerate it, or until someone goes, bro, you gotta stop doing this, right?
Yeah. You're not getting into our bed that
right.
way.
Mm-hmm.
Or coming into my house.
But as soon as my ammonia levels on my skin get rid of the stench, right, then all of a sudden it's okay.
Spray some Windex on there. I'll take care of it.
For Breeze. My position is there is a lot of promise in this field, but we need a lot more basic science. Even her own clinical work with childhood eczema, she says there is a long way to go before microbes could become part of medical intervention, although that is not to say there is no potential. Segre singles out the possibilities of prebiotic ingredients where you put creams on your skin that can help the beneficial microbes grow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
While Mother Dirt, as a cosmetic brand, makes no health claims, its owner, AO Biome, is a pharmaceutical company running clinical trials on a surprising array of treatments, not only acne, eczema, and rosacea, but also allergic rhinitis, hypertension, and migraine.
So they're hoping that their products can help people with acne.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because that's been a struggle for so many people. I mean, not just young ages, but even older ages. And, you know, a lot of the theories of that is that your skin's getting clogged, so you need to clean it. But they're saying maybe they've got a different approach.
Yeah, and I've never had a big problem with acne, but I remember all the treatments that were used was like alcohol-based that dries up your skin even more to dry it out and clean it out. And, didn't seem like the results were there with the people who had acne. They seemed to always have acne.
And none of it helped me. Whatever, various different treatments I tried when I was a teenager and even into my 20s, it cleared for me after I moved to New Hampshire.
Okay.
So I don't know if it had to do with the humidity down south or what it was, but, like, it just went away.
Well, I know my my wife is having skin issues since we've made the move because of the lack of humidity here.
I see.
Her, you know, natural skin, whatever, was more acclimated to the Hawaiian climate than here. So we now have, like, a humidifier to help her out. And she's got, you know, all kinds of products. And me, I nothing. I didn't use products back home. I don't use anything now, aside from the, you know, the basics, you know, soap and water. And
that. So is there more that you thought was worth sharing in this story? I mean, because, you know, I don't know if we're getting off into the weeds too much here.
No, we can. There's, like I said, nothing answered your question as to how far, aside from using his product. So if you want to move on, that's about it.
Yeah, I mean, I still am curious to know, you know, from people that have gone through this process, because I find it fascinating. I mean, you know, if I could avoid having to soap up my entire body in the shower, that would save a minute or whatever. I mean, it doesn't take that long to do it, but if it is actually somehow damaging, I mean, I'm grateful that I don't have any skin conditions of which to speak, but it's certainly possible that one could develop one from having dried out skin.
And I know for me, I bathe regularly, not necessarily every day, but I also avoid deodorants for the most part.
You do or don't avoid?
I do avoid.
You do avoid them.
I don't wear scents on a regular basis, but occasionally before coming to the studio, I will spritz. Mm. And my wife goes, well, what are you spritzing for? Like, who are you trying to impress?
Ooh.
Right, exactly. I go,
Mark,
I'm in a room full of dudes, man. And I don't want to be the guy that stinks and gets kicked out of the room. So,
I use the deodorant product under arms, but that's it.
Yeah, that's about it. Because, like Mark said, you clean where it's dirty and smelly.
Yeah.
So you spray where it's dirty and smelly.
I suspect these people don't do that either. I mean, the article, at least the portions we went through, didn't get into that, but they didn't specifically address, do you also use this other chemical product, this deodorant?
I would assume they don't.
They don't either.
Yeah, because one of the things he said is he developed it because after not bathing, he was unable to get rid of the smell, that, you know, that pungent scent, until he got his ammonia levels in check with his newly created AOBiome Mother Dirt product.
It just sounds, it sounds too good to be true, but then maybe we've just all been lied to our whole lives about soap.
Wouldn't be the first time.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can share your thoughts with us here. Plus, we can talk about gun control on the way and the end of Mad Magazine. It's upon us.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up two bottles of Lickochops, get the third bottle free. New improved Lickochops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try Lickochops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasevic for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
You love Bitcoin. It's the future, right? Well, no, not if everyone stops using it. I mean, think about it. How many places in your town take Bitcoin? One? None? Let's be real. If this Bitcoin thing is ever going to happen, it's going to need your help. The good news is, the guys at AnyPay have your back. We built a website called HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com, and it's a place you can send any business, and they'll be set up to take Bitcoin in 5 minutes. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.